The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray, talking all things travel. Good morning, Rose.
Hey, how are you?
I am good. Is the sun shining out there? Is it raining?
You know, it's actually got kind of cloudy in Port Washington and then up a little bit through Mequon, and then the sun broke through. And thankfully, I was listening to WTMJ, as I always do, so that Alex could alert me to the fact that there was an accident south of Silver Spring. And it was cleaned up by the time I got there, but it definitely added about 4 minutes to my drive in. So
well, glad you're
here. I never cut it close.
Always plan ahead, right?
Yes, exactly. I want to thank everyone who joined us on our webinar this past Wednesday.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Oh my goodness. It was so much fun to start talking about travel again. I can't even tell you. People probably thought I was drunk. I was giddy with enthusiasm. And thanks to Colleen Allsberg for joining me on that. That was so much fun. What we did on that particular webinar is we launched all of the 2022 group vacations, of which we have lots.
Yes, you do.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But I do want to remind everybody, this will be my last opportunity to talk to you before May 19th, when we're doing another webinar, which is Navigating the Cruise Waters. Colleen Allsberg, myself, and a couple other cruise experts, including one from Holland America, will be joining us to talk all things big ship cruising, a little small ship cruising, but mostly big ship cruising. Things are changing minute by minute in the cruise world. The CDC changing things up a lot. We get news on Thursday that the Senate passed a bill which would, in essence, repeal the Passenger Vessel Services Act. You remember a couple weeks ago, I erroneously called it the Jones Act, and I was corrected. Thank you, Texter, for that. And so what's happening is the Alaska Tourism Restoration Act went to the Senate and proposed a bill that is basically going to repeal that a foreign flagged ship that departs from a U.S. port must touch a foreign port on its itinerary. Oh. And so what that means is, although Canada is still not letting ships with more than 100 passengers into their ports, more ships could sail out of Seattle now. And
nice.
They wouldn't have to touch Victoria or Vancouver on an Alaskan itinerary.
So Alaska could burst wide open here soon.
It could. So we do know that a lot of them are canceled. We know that this season should be starting now. The season for Alaska starts in May. So that season should be starting now, but it won't. But we might see at least some recovery. And thank goodness, because the Alaskan people suffered so horribly, because tourism is it up there. Yeah, they've got fishing and a few other things. But I mean, tourism is really what they survive on up there. And so anything we can do to contribute to the rebound of that is going to be remarkable.
Yeah. So that is good news.
That's Susie Sunshine here again today, bringing you great news.
On the cruise front, did they say anything about masks or how that's going to work there?
Yeah, they're definitely saying that in the public spaces, you still need to have the masks on.
Makes sense.
But again, the old when you're eating and drinking, and Alex and Dayton and I talked to Phil, if you're sitting at a brewer game and you keep your beer up to your lips the entire time, are you exempt?
Right.
We don't know.
We're going to have a lot of either masked people or drunk people, one of the two, at the games. We're not sure which yet.
Exactly. But, it's a start. We have to look for those silver linings, and it's a start.
Okay. So to find out more information on that May 19th, you can go to, of course, foxworldtravel.com and look it up there. What are the tabs we're clicking on to get to that?
Okay. So it's foxworldtravel.com, and then under the resources tab, you will find vacation travel shows and events. And when you click on that, you might say, Rose, I not only see May 19th navigating the cruise waters, but I also see June 3rd virtual onstage Alaska and June 10th an Alaska show as well. So Alaska 22 is opening up So you want to stay tuned for that as well.
It is getting exciting. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line, as always, is 855-616-1620. We'd love to have your questions for Rose. We want to talk travel with you. You can text that line, of course, but let's get Isaac answering the phone right now. When we get back, it's more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton came in with Rose. Thank you for joining us today. You can get your questions in at 855-616-1620. You mentioned that 2022 is burst wide open, and there's all kinds of trips we're going to talk about today. One of the one everybody every week wants to know about is the Norway trip in July. We have another text on that. What are we thinking?
Well, every week we talk to Insight Vacations who have helped us customize this trip. So it's their call. It's their trip, right? We call them every week. I have a conference with them, with our rep every week, and they say, we still have it on the books. We're still planning on going. So what has to happen, of course, is Norway and Denmark have to open up to U.S. vaccinated citizens.
Right.
And we think that's going to break open any day. We really think we're going to hear that from the EU and the European countries any day. We have seen progress in both countries for EU citizens and their own country's citizens for coming and going and borders opening up a little bit. So that's, sadly, this is going to be, I think, a last minute call. And
right.
So they're moving forward like it's going. It's going. And so Danny's got his bag packed and his Suzanne's got her bag packed and they've got their new passports in hand and they're ready to go. I'm ready to go. That would be my first trip with a Fox group since I did the John McGivern River Cruise in 2019.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're looking forward to it, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go.
I want it in the most desperate way. But if you want more information about what's still happening in 2021 and what we have just launched for 2022, the way you do that is foxworldtravel.com. Under travel, you will see vacation travel, business travel, and meetings incentives. We do it all at Fox World Travel.
Yes, you do.
And so under vacation travel, you will see Fox Groups Vacations, and that's where all that information is. By Monday, the 2022 virtual brochure will be posted as well. What's kind of cool is right underneath that 2021 brochure on that page is how you set up a virtual appointment. So if you wanted to talk to somebody, you our Sheboygan office right now is the only one that's open. Okay. We are planning on rolling out more of our offices, and soon all 8 offices will be open. But we're doing it in a very planful, respectful, smart way, and we want to make sure that we are. But if you just are the kind of person that, I just got to talk to somebody in person, this is really the next best thing. So you click on the day that you want the appointment, the time that you want the appointment, they come up, and all of a sudden, voila, you schedule an appointment, and you are literally doing what is a Zoom call,
right,
with a travel advisor, if that is what you feel more comfortable with. So that's an option. And then under that virtual appointment scheduling tool are all of the 21 trips that are still on the books that we still plan on having operate, and then all the new ones that are coming out for 22. Iceland in July of 22, magnificent Switzerland in August, Croatia in August, Poland with Colleen in September. I will tell you that many of the more popular itineraries, which include Best of Italy, our legendary Danube River Cruise, those are booking quickly because the people that were on that webinar on Wednesday heard about them,
right,
heard our enthusiasm, know this is more than a year away and just need something to book. So they're booking quickly. So my Rhine and Moselle, which I'm super pumped about. So this one is August 13th of 2022. It's two rivers combined. So lots of times when you do a Rhine River cruise, and I've done a number of them, you start in Amsterdam and you go to Basel, Switzerland, or vice versa if you're going north. It's a great itinerary. The Rhine Gorge is beautiful and full of castles. Oftentimes we call that nice itinerary castles along the Rhine. Well, this one I wanted to change it up a little bit, and I do love Paris. So we're going to just take a right, I guess it would be, when we get to the confluence of the Moselle and the Rhine rivers, and we're going to swerve off and go onto the Moselle and do some unique ports of call, and then we're going to take a fast train and do two nights in Paris.
It sounds awesome.
Yeah!
Sounds awesome. And you can get all that at foxworldtravel.com. We are up against a break, so we're going to take that. But then when we come back, getting your calls and questions answered at 855-616-1620. Rose Gray, Dayton Kane. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
855-616-1620 is the number. My name's Dayton, in with Rose, taking your calls and questions via phone would be great. Via text also works. I love this because Stacy and Mequon just chimed in and said, we read Greece open today to vaccinated Americans, thus just booked the Fox Group tour to in September.
There you go. See,
people getting excited.
I actually... I'm just giddy about how things are opening up. I wish I had more information. I wish I knew what a digital vaccine passport was going to look like. I wish I knew if we're still going to have a vaccine or a 72-hour negative COVID test is going to suffice. I wish I knew if the U.S. government /CDC was going to remove that requirement that we still have to have a negative COVID test 72 hours before we return to the United States. That's putting some people off because they're saying, where do I get this test? Yeah, that's great if we go to Mexico or the Caribbean and they're setting that all up for us. That's great, but I'm going to do a self-drive Europe trip. Where do I stop and get this test? Now, I will tell you, self-tests are becoming more and more popular. So you could virtually have that test right with you when you leave the United States, and then you do the saliva test or you do the nasal swab and all of that, and you basically do a telehealth call, right?
Yep.
With somebody who verifies that test has been done, and voila. So that's very new. I mean, United just started doing something like that. I just researched it for one of our travel advisors. You can buy them on walmart.com and you can get two kits for under $20.
And will they tell you where to call?
Yep.
It's not like you can call grandma and say, no. Grandma, watch me do this test.
Yep.
You actually have to have
exactly.
A professional watch.
So there's all kinds of nuances here and things that we don't know everything about, right? But we know pretty much, and we know that everybody's getting very innovative. If we're nothing else in the United States, it's innovative when it comes to how are we going to work around this issue.
Right.
And so that's what's going on right now. Airlines are thrilled that the TSA numbers are just skyrocketing. They're almost back to pre-pandemic levels, actually. So, you know, things are opening up. Things are happening. Do we want it to just, you know, roller coaster and spiral out of control? No. That's why I think we need to take a step back, take a breath. How is this going to happen?
Right.
How are we doing this? So that's the important thing.
See, people are starting to panic now because they're saying you need to be vaccinated or proof of vaccination, but there's still that other side of that 72-hour negative COVID test in most places.
Yeah.
So it's not like you have to be vaccinated on all of these trips to be able to go. There is that other condition you can meet.
Right. And here's the way I looked at it. I mean, I certainly am not going to get on a soapbox and start talking, you know, whether you should or should not get vaccinated or anything like that. But to me, it was my golden ticket. It made me feel like when I'm ready, when the country is ready to let me in, if they mandate a vaccine, I've got it. I don't have to run around and try to get that and figure that out. I've got it now.
That's you can get it everywhere now.
Right.
It's not like it's hard to find a place to get vaccinated.
No.
So.
But the questions, of course, are going to come up about the kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
Question here on the text line. Suggestions on how to start looking for a rental home for 20 people in October. Plan to celebrate my parents' 60th anniversary. Age range from 83 years to 2 months old. People coming from Denver, Atlanta, Minneapolis, Wisconsin, Iowa. Cindy wants to know, where do you start?
Okay, you call a Fox World Travel Advisor, first of all. 866-GO-FOX-GO. We have connections for houses like that. You may know that I just had 16 people in a six-bedroom home in Florida, and I had a travel advisor at Fox World Travel book that for me, because we've got a couple of companies that we work with that are vetted, that are responsible, that are insured, that we know about, that it's not some scary, wait a minute, this isn't what I booked. This isn't what I planned for. And so, yeah, there are houses that are as big as 11 bedroom homes.
Wow.
So the best thing to do there is foxworldtravel.com, go to the Contact Us tab, and actually there is a vacation travel section, right? That's first. Just say contact us, fill out that quick form. Somebody in our support team will send that off to the appropriate person.
Perfect. And congratulations on 60 years.
Yeah,
that's
no
pretty
kidding.
Amazing.
That's awesome.
Isn't it?
And those are the best trips, multi-generational trips, the best.
Yeah. We're going to take a break here, jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, 61 degrees, going to be 65 inland today. My name's Dayton Kane, and with Rose Gray, always taking your calls at 855-616-1620. A text came in on that line that says, last week we asked about aerosol sprays that could be taken onto planes. The TSA's website, I guess, has a very exhaustive list of what you can and cannot take on to travel.
That's a fabulous resource. TSA has I've got it bookmarked simply because I like to see how many people have gone through TSA in the United States. That's, you know, because that's an indicator of how quickly people are traveling. But oh yes, they were the first ones to talk to us about masks, and they were the first ones to tell us that you can actually have 12 ounces of hand sanitizer in a pump or squeeze bottle along with you. I mean, if you remember, it was always 3 ounces or less,
right,
in
right.
a Ziploc bag and that kind of thing. So, you know, yes, their job is to protect us and all of that kind of thing, but they're super informative on that website. I'm telling you, that's a great website.
855-616-1620 is the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. Michelle from Appleton on with us this morning. Good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I have a momentous birthday coming up next January in 2022. Wondering, I would like to take my son and his wife, my daughter and her husband, away for a long weekend, like a Thursday to a Monday sort of deal. I don't want to do Mexico. Been there enough. We've all been there. What do you suggest?
Are you looking to stay?
And I know this is long.
Yeah. Are you looking to stay in the United States?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I could. Or I could go outside the country, like Bermuda, Key West. I mean, you know, something like that.
Okay. So, but you are looking for a warm weather getaway. You're not looking to do something like Nashville or Denver or something
Correct.
Like that. Okay. So warm weather getaway in January. Certainly Key West is huge right now. If you're going to even consider that, okay. I would get the ball rolling on that one, because we're seeing inflated prices and we're seeing limited availability. We're calling it the race for space. So we're seeing people book more close in. So we're seeing people that are looking to do this November or October or September, or even they're using Florida as a summer getaway. So certainly Key West has got a lot going on for it. Fort Lauderdale is less expensive and probably going to be almost as warm. We love going to like Tampa. We love Fort Myers. We love all that. It may be chillier there than it would be in Fort Lauderdale or Key West in January. So if you're looking for super warm, that would be good. Bermuda would be out, because if you look at a map and see where Bermuda is, it's kind of in between like New York and North Carolina, if you made like a diagonal line to both of those.
Oh.
So that's not really a warm weather destination. That it doesn't get real warm there. Certainly the Bahamas would be a good choice. That's a fast flight, and that would be a good choice for you. also, if you can do the Dominican Republic, Punta Cana is a 4-hour flight in both directions, which really isn't horrible. But if you're looking for something a little shorter, Bahamas might be a better choice.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you, Michelle. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620 is the number to call in and get your questions in. We do have a text. Do all of the Caribbean cruises have deposits which are non-refundable for the Have It All cruises?
So what they're talking about with the Have It All, that's a Holland America product that's coming out right now. And it's a very great value. It not only has the drink package, which we all know is really, really important, but it also has some dining experiences and things like that. So when you say is a deposit non-refundable, if you're booking directly on an individual basis, it's not a group kind of a thing, it's an individual basis, nothing is ever completely non-refundable, especially if you take out insurance. But if you have to read the terms and conditions on every sailing. Are we talking about an Alaska cruise? Are we talking about a Caribbean cruise? What's our itinerary and that kind of thing? So nothing is ever completely non-refundable. Just read your terms and conditions and make sure you've got some insurance.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with the Fox World Travel Show, but get your calls into Isaac in the producer's booth there. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
855-616-1620 is the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. My name is Dayton Kane in with Rose, and we are going to the phones right away to get some questions answered. Kathy from Appleton, good morning. What's your question for Rose?
I have two questions for Rose. Number one, is it, in your opinion, safe to travel to Mexico next January, February? I'm getting conflicting information. Mexico is saying they're safe, and yet the CDC is saying level 4. That's question number one. And number two, when do you anticipate seeing some straight shots out of Milwaukee on Apple to the Mexico destinations? Nothing is there for 2022.
Right. And I'll answer the second one first. We expect to see those soon. We used to get those April, May, something like that. And the last year or two, it's been a little challenging because they've got to charter those aircraft. And you'll notice as the years go by, one year it might be Miami Air, and the next year it might be Swift Air. And oftentimes from Chicago, it's Frontier.
We've had Tui.
Yeah. Yes. So they just need to find the aircraft. Yep, they're going to, oh yes. And so what is going to happen? Stay tuned. Just stay tuned because we know those are going to be happening. We know they're working on it now. You may have heard that Sun Country is going to start flying out of Milwaukee to Cancun next year. And so that's...
What about Puerto Vallarta? Are they going to do Milwaukee to Puerto Vallarta straight shot this year?
Hard to say. If the demand is there, they will look at that. But we will know something very, very soon. And we're anticipating having a sale of some sort. We used to have the big Apple sale every July. We're probably going to have some sort of sale coming up that will include those nonstop charters. So the moment I hear that they're available, I will make an announcement on WTMJ. So stay tuned. We should know something soon. And then with regard to the safety, you need to just keep watching that CDC versus the government, which is travel.state.gov website, because those are two government entities that are not the same, not run by the same people. And oftentimes you do get conflicting information about that. But keep in mind, 75% of the world right now is at a level 4 with regard to travel due to the pandemic. So there are pockets in Mexico. And remember, there are like 32 states in Mexico. So they will give you different information for each state. So Jalisco, which is the country of the state that Puerto Vallarta is in, might have different information than Quintana Roo, which is the state that Cancun is in. So you got to kind of dig a little deeper and look at each one of those. And just keep your eye out. That's a long way away. There's oftentimes crime and drug alerts for certain areas in Mexico, but not always the tourist areas. Does that help?
Okay. And may I ask one more question?
Sure.
Travel insurance. If you buy it when you buy the trip and you buy to cancel for any reason, does that cover COVID now or not?
Cancel for any reasons, cancel for any reason. If you don't have a babysitter for your dog, or you're having a bad hair day, or COVID comes into play, they don't ask you why you're canceling. You just cancel.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome.
Right.
Thanks,
Thank
Kathy.
Thank you very much
Kathy.
For your help.
All right. One of our favorites, Hugh, listening in Florida. Good morning, Hugh. What's the question?
Good morning, Milwaukee. Say, I'm hoping to come up for the state fair this year. Will there be any restrictions? Would you have to prove that you had your shots and all that kind of stuff?
I'm going to give you Mayor Barrett's phone number, and I'd like you to give him a call. I don't know.
At least thank God you're having the fair anyway.
Yeah. So what we know to be true is this. Each entity, each municipality, each city, each county, each event can make up their own rules. So even though the CDC might say masks are not required, if you want to go to a Brewer game, you're wearing a mask. You may have to wear a mask to enter the state fair. You may have to wear a mask to go to one of the concerts at the state fair. So I don't know how that's going to play out yet for the summer. So the best thing to do is just stay tuned and stay on top of it.
Check their website before you head in.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Hugh.
I'm very helpful. I'm very thankful that they're having the fair. I grew up across the street in West Dallas, and it's been a yearly event for me, and I really missed it last year. So let's hope things go normal.
Fingers crossed. Thank you.
Fingers crossed. All right. We're going to jump over to Sarah in Delafield. Sarah, good morning. What's your question for Rose?
Hi. I've heard about a mailboat tour of Norway, and I wondered if your upcoming trip is that or something else.
I don't know what a mailboat is.
Mailboat.
Well, what I was told is that, I don't know, call it the olden days, that the mailboat would go to the end of the pier to drop off mail to the residents. They'd have little mailboxes and, you know, all through the fjords and whatever.
No.
So the answer would be no, that is not what Fox World Chuck is.
Wow.
Rose doesn't even know about it.
That's very cool. That's extremely cool. No, that it's really not that at all. We're doing it with our good friends at Insight Vacations. We sort of took one of their brochure tours and sort of customized it. We also have a little bit of Denmark in it at the end. But if you want more information about that, you can find it at foxworldtravel.com. Then you go to travel. Then you go to Fox Group Vacations. And our itinerary is there. Another super good resource for people who are looking to do Norway and maybe want to do it on their own. Maybe you have relative, heritage tour, as we would call it, where you want to look some things up. There's a website. I'm going to quickly look for it. It was called Norway in a Nutshell.
Oh,
and it is the coolest website for people who are looking to do, it's actually NorwayNutshell.com. And they might actually have those kind of tours because they do the coolest stuff and they give you little insights. And when people ask me questions about Norway, oftentimes I resort to looking at that website because it's just got some cool scenic ferry rides and fjord information and bus information and just all kinds of cool things. So take a look at our itinerary. Don't know anything about that, mailboats, but I'm going to look it up. And then Norway in a Nutshell is NorwayNutshell.com.
All right. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks.
Have a great weekend.
You.
The phones are ringing off the hook. We have one segment left coming up next on the Fox World Travel Show. So stick around as Rose answers your questions on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2, Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, WTMJ. Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, I'm Dayton Kane. Going to be a beautiful day once the rain passes through, it looks like. 62 already in Milwaukee, and we are down to our final segment of the Fox World Travel Show. Lots of text messages that didn't get answered today, but we always opt for the phone call first. So if you really want to get on with Rose, that's the way to go. We're going to jump over to Ann in Waukesha right now. Now, Ann, good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. Last year, we had planned a family vacation to Orange Beach in the Gulf Shores of Alabama, and we had rented a house for 18 of us. And, of course, with the pandemic, we had to change it to this year, and Airbnb did let us change it. I'm just questioning whether or not I should get some kind of travel insurance to make sure that we get our vacation this year, that everything's open and going, and I just don't know what to do at this point in time.
Well, so if you purchase the travel insurance, if you are the person paying for the entire trip, like
yes,
you may go ahead then and take out an insurance policy to cover for the entire cost of the house, for example. Okay.
Okay.
So then if something happens, you would use that travel insurance and you would get it back to you, kind of a thing. So the question at hand, though, is will your insurance cover you for canceling for any reason? That's where we ran into all the issues starting in March of last year and March of 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
Because what happens is, well, March of last
no,
year.
Was,
yeah, March of last
2020.
Year.
2020.
Yeah. Because what happens is people said, my destination is open. My accommodations are open. I don't feel comfortable going. That wasn't a covered reason in many cases.
Right.
So you had to have a situation
right.
where your destination was closed down or your border was closed down or something of that nature. When you opt to add cancel for any reason to standard insurance policies for travel, like TravelGuard, it's often more expensive and it often gives you less refund. So you have to weigh out both reasons, both policies.
Okay. Well, we're hoping to go.
I'm feeling very confident. I feel very
okay.
confident. Thanks for the call.
Travel insurance ever cover, like, when you get there and you have a whole week of crappy weather?
No. They used to.
No, doesn't cover that.
They used to have a sunshine guarantee with a couple of the all-inclusive resorts in Jamaica, but you'd get a couple days back. You'd never get the entire week back. So
nice try, though, Anne.
Thanks,
I like
Anne.
That
That's a good
process.
Idea.
Have a great weekend.
I'm trying.
We're going to jump over to Kevin in Appleton here as we're wrapping up the Fox World Travel Show. Kevin, what's your question for Rose?
Yes, good morning. Have two destinations that my wife and I are looking at as IEs in retirement. She's already at that age standpoint. So we have two. Alaska's always been one, and Ireland. So we're trying to decide in the next 2 to 4 years what direction to head in first, you know, budgetary-wise, cost. Is there one that's going to be a little cheaper than the other or pretty much the same dollars heading in each direction? What do you recommend?
There are so many variables on the cost of those trips. If you would do what I would consider to be the all-out Alaska trip, like you do 7 nights on the interior, for example, we do Fairbanks, we do Anchorage, we do the Denali, we do the train, we get on the cruise, we do the Inside Passage. That's a 14 to 15 day trip. And that's a pretty active trip. If you want to do Ireland, quite frankly, you can do the southern part of Ireland. Let's say you do Dublin to Shannon, which I like to call the Irish Smile because it's just that half of that the country. You can do that in 8 days pretty easily. And usually that's going to be less expensive. Now, if you said to me, oh, but wait, we want to see Northern Ireland as well, and we plan on doing a week in Northern Ireland as well, then you're looking at a pretty comparably priced trip. With regard to which one you should do first, it depends on how active you're going to be. If you're going to do hiking and heliglaciers and fishing and more active things, I might suggest you do the Alaska while you're feeling pretty healthy and young, and maybe do Ireland when you're a little bit less. But by the same token, okay, if you're going to climb up that big long tower and kiss the Blarney Stone, that's not for the faint of heart either. So there might be some activity going on in Ireland, but
all
a
right.
lot of it is fist to mouth.
All right, Kevin, now that you're more confused than ever on which one to go with.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for
calling. It.
Have a great week. All right, Rose, we got to say goodbye. Tell everybody how to get a hold of you guys.
Really quickly, don't forget to sign up for Navigating Cruise Waters. That's happening this Wednesday. 866-GO-FOX-GO, foxworldtravel.com.
Danny Clayton and the crew with the Annex Wealth Management in next with Money Talk after we get an update with Alex Crow. Have a great week.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.